Hello. Test 1 2 1 2 test. Yes, I think it's like this. No, I don't know.
Take it off and see.
Okay, well, this is without headphones.
Yeah.
Before it was previously headphones. This is a test.
And yes. Can't,
let's see how you can hear Mike. He is not close.
About 2 feet away.
Okay. Bye.
Broadcasting from an apartment in a little corner of Podland, one brave couple with nothing better to do sift through life's sludge pile of mind-numbing entertainment to bring you the hidden gems that lie beneath. This is the Podland.
Hello everyone, welcome back. Hopefully you didn't download this podcast by accident. We never really know because, well, we don't get any feedback for this show. But apparently you guys are out there listening, so as long as you're listening, we'll keep on chugging them out. Anyway, glad to have you. Today's show has just about pretty much the same things as the last show, obviously with different topics. And as always, I'll be popping in and out to fill in any gaps that we might have left. Other than that, there's nothing really more for me to say, except see you later. Enjoy. Weird stuff. This is My Roommate is Such a Dick.com. So basically, the premise is, obviously, people who have roommates...
Complain
about their dicky roommate.
Some of this shit has to be fake. And like,
some of these stories, I think they're real.
Yes, and some of it could be fake.
Yeah, so basically these people are writing in and complaining. Some of them have pictures, and then I found this one titled, Payback is a Bitch. And it's got a picture of a guy holding his roommate's unopened condom, and he poked a hole in it with his...
Is that what that is?
Yeah. He poked a hole with it.
With a needle?
With a needle. A sewing needle.
What?
And here's the reason why. It says, Dear roommate, having that first girlfriend is a rememberable... Okay, first of all, it's memorable.
Rememberable.
event in one's life. Especially... if that first girlfriend lets you fuck her on the first date. I'm happy for you, truly. But fucking her like clockwork at 6:45 a.m. every fucking day, including Saturdays and Sundays for the past 3 fucking weeks when I'm in the fucking room is a bit fucking ridiculous. Could you at least wait until I take a shower or put a gag over her fucking mouth so I don't wake up? Hopefully you've been inspecting those condoms a little closer lately. I'm guessing you'll start to cut down once she starts showing. Ha ha.
Suck it, bitch.
Oh, that's kind of a cruel thing to do, but whatever.
Yes, well.
That's guys for you. Oh, wait. Here's some... What do you think of this
you
one?
You already showed me this.
Yes. The title is Dick of the Week. Good Vibrations. Dear roommate... oh my god, what were you possibly thinking? Did it really seem alright for you to clean that in there? You are a filthy human being. You're buying us all new plates and silverware. I mean, filthy. And the pictures are...
they put a dildo in the dishwasher. Yeah, you don't know. Why would somebody put that in there, first of all? Because they're electrical, so... yes, but they have...
yeah, but look at it. It's one of those waterproof type dildos.
I don't know. You're the expert, I guess. Apparently, it has the anus thing to go in the...
yeah. I mean, yes, obviously you can stage half of the stuff that you see on here, but come on. Some of the stories on here are funny. I encourage everyone to go check it out.
Coming to you live, it's today's e-news report.
So women have something else to bitch about, apparently.
So I found this in the Yahoo tech section, and the title is Women with Long Nails Speak Out Against iPhone Design. So I read over it briefly, and basically women are apparently complaining that the iPhone is not compatible with their fingernails. And it says, one woman interviewed for the article went so far as to suggest Apple was being misogynistic because it did not include a stylus for women and didn't consider women's fingers and nails when designing the phone. Response.
Yeah.
I always thought maybe mostly guys would are the ones buying iPhones. Because let's face it, it's a gadget. And
no,
guys
teenagers.
Love gadgets.
All the young people have them.
Yeah, but not how many teenage girls do you see with long fingernails?
The ones that are trying to be like Lindsay Lohan?
I just think this was ridiculous, though, and especially saying that Apple's misogynistic. It's the writer of this piece was basically, you know, she was saying, well, the same argument has come up against keyboards, touch screen monitors, and anything else that involves the use of your fingers.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, first of all, I don't like long, long-ass fingernails.
Well, I don't like them either for the
I
fact
mean,
that, yeah, you can't do anything.
Especially with women, and they look like fucking bear claws.
Well, yeah.
Because they're so long, it's just like, please cut your nails, or get rid of them, or something. Because you're not stylish.
Some people like that.
I don't. I think it's ridiculous.
Be quiet. You wanted me to get my nails done a couple years back, remember?
I like them a certain length.
And then you
length.
Wanted me to scratch your back up with them.
I'm talking a certain length, though.
Yes, but any length I don't like. I don't like any length, because then you can't button your pants or button your shirt.
Right. And that's my point.
Or wipe your butt and because your nails dig into your asshole.
And that's my point is, see...
Get shit underneath the nail.
Yeah.
It tears the toilet paper. Sometimes when you're wiping your butt, the nail does. Sometimes you get the shit under the nail when they're long like that. So, you know. And
so I'm sure our listeners want to hear all about this.
Or when you're like, you know, when you have to go pee and you gotta, you know, wipe your vagina.
Well, that's my point is,
it
you
gets
know,
wet and so then the
these women are complaining.
Disintegrates.
These women are complaining and... It's like, come on, just cut your nails. You have a choice of...
Tell them, slow your roll!
But I was looking at the comments on this, and it looks like mostly men posted. They're just like, you know, I think if you can't use it with long nails, cut them off, or shut the fuck up. And it's like another guy says, you know, how do these folks with long nails do things like push the up button for the elevator, use touch screens... Or how in the world do they
what?
Use a keyboard?
Use
certainly there are more important things to be considered with than worrying about using the iPhone with long nails. Focus on the solution. Yes. The reason I'm bringing this up now, I'm sure that some female is going to go out there and sue Apple now just because she can't use it with her long-ass ugly fingernails. And women, please stop decorating them. It's not a car. Don't detail it. Seriously. Putting the glitter and all these assorted shit, it looks horrible. Like, look at the picture here. Like, right here. Look at that.
They like it. With some people. It's called bling for their fingers.
Okay, yes. And the bling needs to go.
Whatever. Okay. That's not
my opinion, of course. Fuck you bitches out there.
You're stupid.
Who want to do... I get tired of people complaining about stuff like that.
I don't even know where, what side of Yahoo, Google, MSN. One of them is in the financial section about money, and obviously it's talking about the economy, and then they were talking about different companies merging and trying to compete, and one of them that I read was about, basically about Circus City gives up the fight, and I thought they should have given up the fight a long time ago, because who goes to Circus City anymore? I mean, they're not cheap. They're freaking expensive. They don't have anything good there.
We have one not too far from here.
Yeah, no, it's not.
And every time we go past there, there's always people coming in and out of there, so...
I know, but I've gone in there, and their prices are more than anywhere else. So, I mean, you can get them cheaper elsewhere. So, I don't understand.
I might have been in the Circuit City maybe once.
Yeah, so So anyway, so the article talks about how, you know, one of the reasons why they go out of business is because, you know, they're competing with Best Buy and Walmart and stuff, and that's cheaper,
right.
So.
course, they
they're talking about
week sales.
Yes, and they're talking about Blockbuster. You know, like Hollywood Video, a lot of them went out of business, or they closed a lot of stores because they just can't compete with the Blockbuster online and Netflix stuff. And so that's why, you know, and so then they're basically talking about how these companies, you know, they're popular and then they start losing business. So they're talking about Walmart, Circuit City, and having the pressure from Walmart. How Blockbuster swept up his game, and then how Blockbuster's also been trying to, you know, find out new things like video game rentals, you know, from online like Netflix too as well, and doing downloads like Apple does with iTunes. So then it just got me to thinking about how, yeah, companies have to, you know, switch up their stuff and offer online retail. Because, well, you know, I had this freaking epiphany when I freaking was reading this earlier, and I don't remember what it was.
One thing I wanted to mention.
That no fuckers road toys?
Well, for podcasters who... for podcasters who are on Podomatic, there's a page on there that shows you all the statistics of your podcast, and I think we're doing pretty good.
We're number
one.
Woo!
Yeah, right.
In our market. Woo! In our city. Woo!
It's funny because yesterday or the day before, and they show on the right the daily podcast rankings, and it shows you whether you're going up or down, and it changes every time someone looks at your page. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, I looked at it once, and directly beneath us was Danny and Lucas's podcast.
Which one?
The Midnight Horror Show.
Below us?
Below us, like...
Below us?
They were, yeah, shut up.
Below us? Yes.
Douchebags has one?
Below us. Below us, bitches.
Yes.
Whip it out so they can blow us.
So I made a screen capture of it, and I'm going to post it on the blog just so people can look at it. It's just, I just thought, I mean, that will probably never happen again in a million years.
Yes.
But anyway, we would really appreciate it if people could write us in and let us know if you are, in
Nobody
fact, listening.
Nobody wants to freaking write in. People don't care. They shit.
I mean, but we are brand new. I mean, it's...
Yeah, I know. I don't care.
Yeah. It would be cool to have something to read.
Yeah.
In a world without hope. In a time without heroes. In a land ruled by horror. Two men with a microphone decided to make a difference. This is the Real Horror Podcast.
Yo, 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 you listening to the Slang Dictionary with that fly girl, Michelle.
Slow your roll.
And what does that mean?
Calm down, kick back, jump back.
And who?
Wait a second. What? I don't know, some like little... kids. They were like, you know, little gangster kids. They were in the, you know, like, B-boys, whatever you want to call them. They're in there, and some dude was like trying, I don't know, he was doing something, and he just said, slow your roll! And I was like, what the heck is that mean? But apparently, the one dude was just basically like freeing him up or something, and he was just like, calm down, like, slow your roll, dude! I was like, alright.
I'd never heard that.
Me either. But now
I'm... It's just like when I heard the word emo for the first time. That. You know we're getting old when we're not up to date on the lingo.
Okay.
That's gonna happen no matter what. Each generation's gonna come up with some stupid shit.
I guess.
Craigslist. 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 Craigslist.
Yes, you were talking about Craigslist, and on Craigslist is, you know, free ads and everything. And they got everything. You can find a job, put stuff for sale, find groups, forums, a bunch of stuff. So then they also have personal sections, so you can go.
It's just like a real newspaper.
Right, and then the personal ads, you know, wherever you live in the United States and Canada, apparently in other countries, you can go on there, and the personals, they have, like, strictly platonic. Women seek women, women seeking men. I want to click on miscellaneous romance and see what that is. I don't know.
I don't know.
Is miscellaneous?
Why don't we check it out?
Yes, but I want to talk about the other stuff, too.
Of course, it says you have to be
18.
So
yes,
do you want women for men, men for women.
Oh, I found that with the T. It Go says T for M. What's, do you know what T for M is?
That transsexual?
Yes. And, they, and you also can have, if you want, two women for one man, two men for one woman, or two men and one man.
Oh, I never even so paid attention to these,
yes,
actually.
Yes, they have. You can have two, two men, basically a three-way with three gay guys.
Oh.
Or you want a three-way yeah. with, you, right there, look at three
you guys,
gay guys.
Definitely check out Craigslist because they got some wacky.
Yes.
Yeah, which one you want
well,
to check?
Miscellaneous romance. Well, I've checked on the transvestite one because I didn't know what that T was for, and so.
Ooh, that's
transsexual, I mean.
There.
I always say transvestite, but. Well, there's no one, because women don't post on there, and in the
yeah,
men's, there's
it's mostly,
fake ads.
Yeah, it's mostly men who post
looking
stuff.
For dominant women, right there, because that's nearby us. Click on that. Looking for dominant women. I'm dominant.
I like to cross-dress sometimes,
oh my
and
gosh.
I'm looking for a dominant, for a, oh Jesus,
oh
why can't people spell
dominate?
Right? I am looking for a dominate woman who is into that. Who would like to fuck me with a strap on, or cuckold me, or just be interested in any of the above? If you're interested, hit me up and I will send pics. Thanks. First of all, fucking spell correctly, please. If I was a woman, I would not touch your dick with a 10-foot fucking condom. I mean, you sound like a complete idiot.
That's a big ass condom.
Jesus Christ, man. I can't.
Okay.
I'm not going to rant
okay,
on this.
Okay, go back.
I am not.
Go back. Go back and let's read another one.
All right. Any women looking to receive oral sex today, tomorrow?
He's 45 and lives somewhere.
Yeah. Don't mention where.
Yes.
We can meet up in public if you like. Pick available upon request. I would just like to explore your body. My hands, lips, tongue. You get the picture.
Oh my gosh. Hey,
just
baby.
Lay back and enjoy.
All right.
As many Woo! Times as you can enjoy it.
Hey, where can I sign up?
Some sort of Email reciprocation. Greatly appreciated.
Hell no.
In other words, suck his dick because he's
no.
he's going down
Fuck
there.
That.
He's going down
no.
south and getting
no.
the job done, so just
no.
suck his dick.
Fuck no. He said, from your hands or oral or watch help do me do myself.
Yeah.
What?
I am clean.
You can do yourself.
Now, here's what I don't get. All right,
I'm
says,
clean.
I am clean, no disease. All right, first of all, how are you going to prove you have no disease? It's not like, I mean, do these people that, you know, answer these ads, do they
say,
they
hey,
actually
you have,
say, hey, can
yeah,
I see
I
your
one.
Certificate that says you're clean?
Yes, can I, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I can go
I
on here, even though I am clean, as far as I know.
Yeah. Well,
I could,
she's a bitch.
I could go on here and say, hey, you know, I'm not... No diseases, and I mean, I don't believe any of these a-holes who say stuff like that. Okay, this is kind of
yes.
fun, so let's
okay.
check out another one.
Looking for tonight. I like those. They always like to go on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And like,
they just want it right then and there
yes.
that night. Yeah.
Email me if you would like to meet for tonight or tomorrow morning / daytime, or if you have questions, just ask about myself. 6'2", 235, black hair, brown eyes, Hispanic. All right, that says to me, I'm tall, I'm fat, I have hair, I have eyes, and I'm Hispanic, and I'm ugly, so, and I'm trying to hide from everybody. I'm 31, I'm horny, I don't have no friends with benefits, I don't know how to go get pussy myself.
Yeah, I have no game.
I guess. I mean, the casual encounters are ones that you wanna.
Just
people
haven't.
Are like, "Hey, right now, tonight,
yeah.
let's go." Or, "Oh, I'm looking for a non or what is it called? Frick, it's called like non-discreet or discreet."
Well, I just
something, and I'm married. I have you know whatever. Right. I just want a little something, basically.
So I clicked on Women for Women,
oh,
and
yeah.
they actually
They're lesbians.
They actually have posts.
Yes, well, watch. Click on one. Some of them are fake.
So,
though.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, though, that, yes, there are women who do
Click
post on
in this
here.
One. Wanting to explore Women for Women. She's
45
and lives over here. Hi, I have never been with another woman, but very much want to explore this that side of my sexuality. My boyfriend and I have discussed this a number of times, and he is very supportive. You know what? This, that is This is, yes, it could be real because it's a girl writing. I would like to find another woman I enjoy chatting with and who understands I could be very nervous and unsure of myself at first. While looks at are not at all important to me, please be between 25 and 45. I'm white. That is just my preference. This is also mainly for me, but my boyfriend will be there too. How much he gets involved is up to you, whether this is a one-time or ongoing. Come on, that's stupid. Yeah. We're both married. We are both married. So that means they're married to both to each other, or they're both married to other people. We are both married. Not we are married, but we are both married. So does that mean that they're married to each other, or that they're both married to other people? So that could even be more juicy.
Well, because she says my boyfriend.
So, yeah, so discretion is important to us both. Ooh.
Shame on you. Shame on you.
I am real. You be too. Your pick will get mine, and please, no men, no couples. But, yeah, guys go like, ooh, yeah, let's get on that. Gee, ooh, that's juicy. There's some people who have
some
fetishes,
wild
man.
Stuff on here.
Single mom. Look at this one. Single moms, any looking... Woman
She's
for a woman.
29.
Ooh, maybe I should go. Hey, wait, it says hi there. I've had a few promising replies from our previous post. Oh, really? So I wanted to put up another one with a few clarifications. Ooh, clarifications. All right. I'm a young, attractive, married mom. Married?
Yeah,
looking for another mom? Ooh, another mom to help me explore my curiosity with being another woman? I'm specifically looking for another mom. Dang. Though I'd be...
You got a mom fetish.
I guess. That's weird. Though I'd be open to other women as well because I feel like you would understand the whole array of things that come into your life after having kids, whether it be scheduling, being totally worn out by seven, body changes,
yes.
Sex life. Yeah. She's Filipina. Shut up.
Small.
Shut up. And pretty fit. Well, of course, you're 5'3", bitch, and you're Filipina. Shit. You don't fucking have to be fit. You're freaking naturally fit. Me love you a long time. Yes, we know. Okay, you know how that goes. I'm a little shy at first, but I'd warm up quickly.
Skip down.
She wants someone around her age. She says her husband knows about it. And
I plan on involving him at some point.
So you better be down for
you'd better
threesome.
Be down for threesome. Yeah.
Oh my god, but if you're a mom, why would you want to be with somebody else's mom and their husband?
If you're trash, yes.
Okay, and she says, I'm looking for single moms, but she's not sure how I feel about encouraging someone's wife to sneak off to play with us.
See, this is kind of gets me. They're talking about it wants it to be drama free. I don't know. To me, the type of people, the type of people who answer these kind of ads, I think they would have a little bit of drama in their life. Maybe I'm mistaken on that.
Yes,
let us know.
Be drama. In other words, and all those people that say you need to be drama free is like so retarded. Nobody who likes drama.
Exactly.
In their life. Who likes it?
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, I mean,
I know there's people out there that go, yeah,
everyone
that person
has
loves
drama.
It.
I mean, everyone's got problems.
No one loves it. Sometimes some people, yes, they bring it on themselves, but it's not like they do it like, oh yeah, I like it, so I'm gonna do it. They're just stupid and bring drama.
I like this title. Let me fuck you before work.
Oh,
woman for woman, 27.
Ooh. Hey, call her. Wait, email her. I want a female that I can come and fuck before I go to work. Strictly sexual, no strings attached. I am 27. You should be black, white, Mexican, or Native American. You should be 5 miles within this town.
Yeah.
Available
most
mornings. You
must
have a C-cup or larger. Don't be skinny, but don't be fat, basically. Be nice, have a nice ass, clean pussy, no disease. 420, a big plus, but not required. Ooh, this is all me. Please don't be sucked
You are not 420, baby.
No, 420 is smoking pot, dude.
Oh, shit. I forgot that.
420 and big blitz.
Yeah, and in fact, oh, man.
Yeah.
Danny and Lucas are going to call me on that because they did an episode on
yes,
on the...
Yes, 420. How could you not know 420,
yeah.
Dude?
That's I apologize. Shoot me now.
And you're like...
Okay, go.
420, a big pleasure. You thought it was a freaking life.
I have
gosh.
I have no time for chicks that are full of themselves. I'm down... Well, you
can't...
Yeah,
I guess so.
Too bad.
Too bad for me.
I'm down to earth and easygoing, very sexual, and love a woman's
kinky.
Body.
And she said a C-cup or larger, so that's definitely me.
Yeah, explain to the audience how big you are.
No, shut up. They don't need to know.
Big.
They're big chichis.
Yes.
They can salivate. Overthinking about them, alright?
Yes.
By the way, maybe eventually if anybody really, really likes my voice and wants to call me, I can set up a 800 number. 900 number.
Oh, yeah, if you want to pay, yes.
Yes, if they want to pay.
Put some money in it, yeah.
Hi, everyone. Just wanted to jump in to explain the following piece of audio that you're about to hear. Basically, Michelle owns a tiny little MP3 player that's about the size of her palm, and lucky for us, it has the ability to record. Now, the audio is not that great, but it still sounds good. You can still hear what's going on, and this is us trying it out for the first time. You'll notice that it sounds like we're outside, and we are. We were driving around, and you'll hear me parking in a grocery store parking lot. And for those of you who don't know me, I tend to say things that are, well, a little weird. Sometimes I say things that I mean one thing and it turns out another way, or I get things backwards. Just listen to this and you'll see what I mean. Enjoy.
Okay, so it's recording now.
Is it actually working?
Well, it's I see the time, so I guess this is a test.
Test.
To see it, because I'm holding it.
Yes, that's pretty... If you can hear me from here, that would be good.
Yeah, I know. Well, we just hold it while we're going shopping and stuff.
So we were going to go buy Big Lots to see what they were doing.
Oh, yes. Yes. No, you said, let's go buy Big Lots to see what they are doing. And I'm like, why? What are they going to be doing?
You knew what I meant.
And, but there's no actual Big Lots to be doing anything, so it's the... You wanted to go visit the employees or something, whatever.
Well, let's,
I'm gonna go
check it out.
All right, bye. So, we went out to dinner, and you liked the barbecue?
Oh, yes.
Yes, very good.
You tell me that you're recording. I'm like, what are you?
You're just testing, dude.
Question. Yes, I like that. That's good.
Why do you like the barbecue for?
Nice tender meat.
But why do you like barbecue sauce? It's like almost like...
I'm from
like,
the South, for God's
yes,
sake.
Yes, but it's almost like putting ketchup on everything. It's like they put barbecue sauce on everything. Like, why can't they just...
It tastes good.
But why can't they serve the stuff and put barbecue sauce on the side? Just like
they
do.
They had barbecue sauce
on the, but they had it on it, too. Like, with salad, they don't always serve you with the dressing. Sometimes they always put it to the side so you can, you know... Drench it as much as you want. Well, why they should do that with barbecue sauce? Because like me, I don't like to eat barbecue sauce. I just like to eat the grill. Like you know how when it burns the meat and it gets all black and yummy.
Yeah.
Okay, that part. That's what I like to eat. All right.
Anything else?
No. No.
That's not in the mood.
I don't want to talk. I talk too much.
All right. Well, that is it. For now.
In a world where ordinary people can become obsessed with a TV show about extraordinary people.
Can anyone explain that?
Mama Petrelli makes it sound so evil.
One podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Three Heroes Podcast.
Three hosts.
My name is Emily.
And this is Kate.
And this is Paul.
Overcome mediocrity. And produce a promo to spread the word about their show.
Why didn't I come up with that earlier? I'm an idiot.
Will you be strong enough, brave enough, and stupid enough to seek them out and subscribe to their feed?
Oh, tell them that!
Join Emily from Ohio, Kay from Vienna, and Paul from Sydney for an hour of heroes-inspired random chat about, well...
No, I think instead of a doornail.
Heroes.
You want that to be your last words? I mean, that's pathetic.
Go to threeheroes.net to subscribe.
The podcast would like to thank the following for providing us with material that helped make our show much more enjoyable. The band 27 Miles for our intro music with their song, Where I Belong, which can be found at www.indiepodcasting.com. You can also visit the band's official website at www.27milesmusic.com or their MySpace page at www.myspace.com/27miles and soundsnap.com for the high-quality sound effects that you heard throughout the show. Check out our MySpace page for the latest news and updates about the show and to contact us at www.myspace.com/blankpodcast. If you have questions, comments, or just want to call us names, then contact us at blankpodcast@gmail.com. And that's all one word, folks. Or leave us a voice message at www.snapvine.com/blankpodcast. You don't have to register to leave a voice message either. Just go to our homepage at Snapvine, click on the Leave a Voice Comment button under our profile photo, and follow the instructions that follow. And that's it. You can also leave us a message when you're mobile by dialing the following Skype number, 1-206-777-0951. Charges do apply, of course. Thanks again for tuning in, and we hope to see you next time. Until then, have a good one.